That's 1 John chapter 4, 7 to 12 and verse 16. And as I say, it's some thoughts that that I offered yesterday at the wedding. You can hear the capital letters as I say that, the wedding. So the passage tells us, first of all, and quite apparently, that love comes from God. We don't create love on our own. We don't create love by agreeing with each other. But the official source of true love is God himself.
Amen.
And all other love comes from his love for us. I've told you, I think, of the other wedding that I went to, where it was at a church called the Church of the New, or the New Church, where I was speaking to the minister afterwards. And he actually said in the ceremony, he said, "I look at this couple," as he was marrying them, he said, "I look at this couple and I see what's between them. And this bond between them, I call God." He said, "And you might look at them and say that the bond between them is love." And he said, "When we find that God is love, we find that we happily agree." So he was sort of suggesting that a couple creates God by choosing to love each other, or by falling in love with each other. And that's what God is. So he's saying that God isn't actually person who rules our lives, that God is sort of generated in some sense by how we love each other. I would disagree with that, gentlemen, much as I don't want to embarrass him. I didn't embarrass him at the time. I didn't disagree with him at the time. Certainly not in the middle of a ceremony, you wouldn't, but when I was talking to him afterwards, I just let him talk. That was fine. But we don't create love, which I think he was suggesting. We don't create love. We find the source of love, and the source of love is God.
Yes.
And we can find him because he reveals himself to us. So love isn't something that happens to us, but in its best form, love is a deliberate choice we make for the benefit of the person that we choose to love. Yes, there's chemistry, there's habit, there's friendliness, but the truest love of all is a choice that we commit to for the sake of the other person. And we see that in that God has chosen to commit to us for our benefit. And that's the sort of love that God has for us. Not a romantic sort of love, not an accidental sort of love, but God chooses to show us his love for our sake. And so we emulate that when we're in touch with the source of true love. We choose to love for the benefit of the other person. Love is sacrificial. We offer our love as the way that our beloved can overcome anything that might block our relationship. Okay? I have a sense that's a really clumsy sentence, so I'll say it again and hope that we can get it through it. Right? Love is sacrificial. We offer our love as the way that our beloved can overcome things that might get in the way of our relationship. Put simply, I hope, if the other person should fall short of their best, we offer our love to help them make up the difference. We offer our love to help them become their best. So if the other person just won't lift their feet while we're vacuuming the floor in front of them, we can either choose to wallop them with the vacuum wand, or we can love them and allow our love to help them become a better person. Okay? Little illustration. And from the other side, we must never let our pride stop us from accepting the love that might enable us to become better. So if we're getting a bit dodgy and someone wants to show us their love, we mustn't push that love away. We must be humble enough to accept it. We mustn't let our pride stop us from accepting that love.
Amen.
So love comes from God. Love is sacrificial. Love makes community. There's a community in friendship, but the deepest community is what God had in mind right at the start. The community of people who choose to come back to him. And so, like the spokes of a wheel, as we each get closer to the center, to where God is, we find that we're becoming closer to each other as well. Can you picture that in your mind?
Yes.
Right? If we try to become closer to each other without trying to get to God, then we end up with a bicycle wheel where all the spokes are around here and the rest of it's just empty. And I don't think that's going to be a very efficient bicycle wheel, do you? But all the spokes can go everywhere. But if we all go towards God in the centre, then we're all still out in our own place. But we are, as we're getting closer to God, we find ourselves closer to Him. And that's the strength in that community. Not that we're all in the same place, making one big spoke, but that we all come from all our different places, but we choose to gather together in the name of God and find ourselves closer to each other as a result. So that's the best community, the community that chooses freely and forever. So love comes from God. Love is sacrificial. Love makes community. And when we love each other, when we're in relationship with one another, and of course I said this yesterday in the context of marriage, I said to the happy couple, marriage isn't 50-50. Right? And neither are the relationships that we have here. It's not a case of 50-50 when we have friendships and relationships here in the name of God. And it's not even, as I suggested in my enormously long and clumsy sprawl about giving the other week, it's not as if we just sort of have a look and see how much it costs us to be here and we divide it by 35, right? That's not what real community is about. It's not 50-50, it's not 20-20-20-20-20, it's not 1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1. Each giving a little bit to make up to 100%. No, it's about each of us giving 100%.
Amen.
So a marriage is 100-100. Full commitment to each other. And our relationship here, if we're looking for the true love that God gives us, is 100-100-100-100. Everyone giving 100% to the community that we are building because of God's love in the middle of us. Okay? Love is a sacrifice. And the forgiveness of that, the currency of that sacrifice is forgiveness. All right? We choose to give love for the sake of the other, so it's a sacrifice. And forgiveness is the currency that we pay that sacrifice in. Okay? So if we develop the good habit of freely offering each other what we need to become our best, then our community here will be strong. It will grow, it will demonstrate the presence and the love of God here, and we will see more and more people being attracted to this healthy, welcoming community, and we will see a community lasting for a long time because we are in touch with the true source of love, the true source of that grace that enables us to be better than we might be if left to our own devices. Okay, so that's my little blurb from yesterday with a couple of little thoughts put in to turn it towards us. The way to get on is not necessarily always to agree with each other, but always to love each other. And let forgiveness be the currency of that sacrificial love. Yep, let's pray.
Yeah.
Thank you, Father, that you do bring us love, that love was your idea in the first place. And whether that love's shown in marriages or friendships or the community of faithful people who want to gather together in your name, love is the way that those communities, those relationships can flourish. And will you teach us, Father, how to make the sacrifice of love on behalf of each other, for each other's sake, so that the love that we give will enable each other to become better than we could have been on our own. And let this place be a shining example of people who are in touch with the source of true love, that is to say, in touch with you, Father,
yes,
through the grace of Jesus. Amen.